So perhaps you could introduce yourself, please.
Sure. So I'm Christian Segerstalle. I'm the chief executive and co-founder of Playfish, one of the largest social games companies in the world today.
And a lot of people in the TV business won't be necessarily familiar with Playfish, but the company seems to be attracting a lot of attention. Why is that?
We are certainly growing very fast. We create games for people to play together using social networks as our infrastructure. So that allows us to get people to play games, not because of what's going on the screen, but rather because of they want to interact, socialize, compete, cooperate with their friends. And that allows us, using social networks as our infrastructure, allows us to grow very fast. So we have well over 50 million monthly active players and well over 12 million daily active players at the moment. And as you can think, it's that sheer rate of growth, which is interesting to traditional media. We get a lot of people engaged with our games and our not through advertising, but rather purely through viral word of mouth.
And what are some of the biggest games? It's Facebook, basically, that we're talking about, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we have products live today on Facebook, MySpace, Bebo, Hi5. No, correction, not Hi5, but the iPhone and Android, for example. So, and our biggest game today is Pet Society, which is played by about 18 million people in any given month, about 5 million people in any given day. That gives you, just a monthly audience, it's about 1.5 times the size of something like World of Warcraft, the world's biggest MMO. So it gives you a sense of the size of that audience. Our second biggest game is a game called Restaurant City, which is being played by about 13 million people, again, in any given month. So
These are pretty big numbers. I mean, presumably that's why you've been invited to Cannes to talk to the TV industry. What's the message here from you, and what can the TV industry learn from what you're doing?
So it's interesting. I think the whole broader media business is one giant melting pot at the moment, purely because it's all moving from being a physical product-based industry to being a digital service-based industry. And I think the interesting thing is, from our perspective, perhaps the two learnings that we can bring to the table is that, one, if you create intellectual property, you create a franchise which is about not necessarily about sort of something that's shoved down an audience's throat, but rather which is a medium for interaction between people, then that can create a very powerful both distribution driver and a monetization driver. So that's perhaps one. The second thing is on the monetization front, which is something that I know television struggles with a little bit sometimes, is that in our case, even though we are a games company, we don't actually typically sell very much games content at all. Really, because the games are free to play, really the business model behind it is get people engaged with a franchise that they love and then find reasons for them to pay money, which has more to do with perhaps social expression, social status, perhaps advancement in the game and other things where you can provide a menu of options where engaged players have something meaningful that they can pay for. So it doesn't always have to be trying to find some model of getting consumers to pay up front for something, but rather perhaps finding a model where you monetize engagement over time.
Just finally, do you anticipate doing more work with TV companies and collaborating more with them? Are you getting interest from companies?
So, well, as I mentioned, I think that the broader media space is converging at a pretty rapid pace, and just like TV companies are trying to figure out how to be an interactive companies are trying to figure out how to tap into broadcast media. So I think the next couple of years we'll see a lot of interesting collaborations and partnerships between traditional media and games.
Great, thank you very much.